And this crowd is on its feet, and it is pandemonium. And that's only the half of it.
He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Flash Goodwin!
I like that kind of party, baby!
Halftime is over. We're back with more of the John Murphy Show, presented by NoCo.
You can't stop C.J. Spiller! You can't stop him! How did he do it? How did he do it?
Let's go sometime.
Hey, hold hands. Let's go. Check it out.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NoCo, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
Everybody's on their feet in the stands. This crowd has absolutely whipped into a frenzy.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NoCo on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NoCo from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, and we get a chance to connect with Bills offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. We have not had a chance to talk to you in a while. You seem to be doing well down here.
Doing great. Just trying to find some more guys to come onto the team and help us out.
You're trying to find players, and you've also, I know, spent a lot of time this week interviewing coaching candidates. Talk about that, if you would. You've got a wide receiver spot to fill, right?
We do, yeah. We're trying to just kind of go around and find out who the best wide receiver guys are and see how they'll fit with us and get the best one that fits.
And you've done a number of interviews. Are you closing in on a decision, would you think?
Without a doubt. I mean, it's one of those things we're hoping to get this thing done within the next week or so and just kind of lock it down and get ready for 2014.
You've also, according to Coach Marone on Monday of this week, you're in the market now for a quarterback coach. Tell me about that process and why you feel like your staff will benefit from having one coach dedicated to quarterback.
I've got 9 reasons for that. since I got here, there's been 9 quarterbacks in the building. And I think that even just if you had a quarterback coach, that would be a lot on just one individual man, let alone a quarterback's slash coordinator. I think it's one of those things to have another person, another set of eyes, somebody that could point things out, just to help the staff overall, both in the pass game, run game, everything, and be able to help EJ even more. I mean, all that stuff is all positive. And I think any way that we can continue to grow, I can continue to grow and just make us better as an offense. I think that's so important, and I think that's one step that we can take to help us.
Coach, this past year, did you find it difficult to find time to carve out time for EJ or the other quarterbacks and still, you know, formulate game plan, look at video, kind of put together the design of the offense? Was that a lot for anyone to do?
I don't know if that's as hard as having to shift it between the different quarterbacks, because when you have different quarterbacks that play, they're all so unique. They all do things completely different. They're all different kinds of players. So I think that it was more probably the transition between the quarterbacks doing that. I think 5 times we had changes. It's really kind of trying to switch your mindset to what that guy does good. So you kind of have to move that back and forth. I think being able to organize everything, I think that just comes with how good you are at organizing yourself. And I think we did a good job. I think there's always more you can do. I think that's something that Coach Marone has always taught me, is you never want to stay the same. You always want to try to get better and better, and you just never want to plateau. And I think that's why this position is going to be critical, and it's just going to help me do more with the coordinating standpoint. It's going to do more to have somebody with EJ even more and just be right there for him. And now I can branch out to the other positions and work more with all the different players.
And I assume that here in Mobile you've had those discussions. You're interviewing candidates for that job here?
Yeah. We've been doing it for about a week now. It's just one of those things. You just want to be sure that you get to meet a lot of people, because you're always going to learn something, even when you're in an interview. I mean, it's fun to be able to interview people because you get new ideas. You get to see new philosophies, how people look at it. Even if it's not the way that I look at things, it's fun to see how other people do it. And you might be able to take something from that, even if you don't hire the guy. So it's just fun to keep expanding your horizons.
What's important to you in your quarterback coach? Is it matter if the guy played the position at the NFL level?
No, I think it's about how the guy communicates. I think that's so important in our business. It's how you communicate the game plan, how you're able to capture the players, how you're able to earn the trust with them and describe things and let them understand that they're going to learn and they're going to get better from that guy. I think that's what we're always trying to look for in the interview process, because there are guys that play that bring some things, and sometimes there's other things that they struggle in, and then you look at it the other way. You look at it, a guy that might not have played that brings something and maybe doesn't bring that true experience, but he's seen a lot of other stuff. So I think it's everybody's got goods and bads, and you have to kind of see what fits your staff the best and makes that cohesion even better.
Nathaniel, at the end of last season, the day after, Coach Marone, Doug Whaley, Russ Brandon all talked about getting better around E.J. Manuel to help him. This strikes me as something that would be getting better around him, to have a coach dedicated to him in his position.
Without a doubt. That's our full commitment, is how can we help E.J. every step of the way? How can we just continue his growth, let him understand the system better from every aspect, just from players to the system to everything? Because he's a young player that has shown that he has gotten a lot better. And I think it's about how can we just continue that growth and not stay the same and get him better and better every second.
We're with Nathaniel Hackett, Bills offensive coordinator, the John Murphy Show from the Senior Bowl in Mobile. Do you recall, was it last year at the Senior Bowl, the first time you actually had a chance to sit and talk with E.J. Manuel?
Funny enough, I didn't come to it last year.
Okay.
I didn't. I had just kind of gotten hired, and I think just Coach Marone and Coach Crossman got there. I was in the time of trying to get the staff together, and those were some of the other priorities.
What are your impressions of E.J., and compare them now to your first impressions when you first got together with him?
Well, he's a great guy. I mean, I think his presence, his athletic ability is something that always was exciting for me. I think the best thing about E.J. is, as a coach, you always talk about things. You say, hey, you're going to see this. Hey, we're going to do this. And you're always preparing. But the interesting thing is watching him go through that process and now actually being able to communicate and talk with him a little different. Because now when you say something, he gets it even more because now he's seen it. I mean, I think a great example was playing the Jets the first time last year. I mean, you talk about a lot of stuff. You talk about the plan. You talk about what you're going to do. And he gets it. He's fired up. But once you're out there in the crowd and the defense is coming at you, it's always going to be a little different. And I think that it was great to see his progression the next time we played him. And it was the same type of deal. And then he jumped dramatically in understanding it because he had been able to get a feel for it. And that's when he had a really, really good game versus them, because it was the second time playing them. And I think that that's the biggest thing for him, is his confidence in understanding more what I'm saying because he's been through it. So I think that's what's exciting to see.
From the outside looking in, EJ appears to be a young man who is a very good student and a quick learner. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things, is there's so much in the NFL. It's you can't even really explain it, because you can sit there and talk about it, this and that, but until you're out there and you gain that experience, it's hard to explain to somebody. So I think it's one of those things. He's been very good in the classroom, but I think that the stuff that he's been able to learn from the most is the things that he's gone through on the field. I mean, he sits there and you know, I can't wait to be able to sit with him once he gets back in town and we can talk about the plan. He's going to sit there and go, oh, why did I do that? Oh, I can't believe I do that. But hey, it's that first year roller coaster of, you know, you want to do so much, you want to win so bad, but it's about getting comfortable with the system, getting comfortable with the defenses you're going to face.
What about the physical capabilities of EJ for that job? And well, let's talk about the fundamentals, for instance, footwork. How is he on that? What can he do to get better there?
I'll tell you, that's something that it was totally new when I presented it to him, and I was so happy to see how much he bought into it and how much he wanted to get better at it. And I think with that, it's just more time and being able to do it over and over. I always heard the line that you had to do something 10,000 times to become an expert at it. Yep. And I think that he's working up to that 10,000 mark. So I think that as he gets more comfortable, and there's some, I mean, you watch the video, and that's what we do from now until then. We watch all the video and try to see what he's good at and what he needs to work harder on. And it's amazing when he does it the right way and he knows what he's doing, he's about as good as there is. When he doesn't know, it's, oh gosh, we need to work on that. But there were some times that, I mean, especially in his footwork, I mean, it took him right to the promised land. I mean, he did some great things, and he just has to continue to do it and continue to not be bored with success and just continue to get better and better.
Is his footwork related to accuracy, or is that maybe something, is there something else about accuracy?
That's my philosophy, is your feet do everything for you. It's all about your accuracy and everything. And I think the knowledge of the system and understanding it and how the feet fit into that, it's always going to make you more accurate.
I got the sense from talking to Doug Whaley earlier this week and from Coach Marone earlier this week that more than ever, you guys are all in with E.J. Manuel, despite what, you know, the fan base might think. You guys are almost doubling down on E.J. Manuel this year.
Oh, I mean, no doubt. I mean, E.J.'s the guy. I'm very excited to see how he's just going to get better. I mean, some people don't realize he's a rookie and he's had 10 games. He's only 10 games old. He was 4-6 when he started, 4-5 when he started to to finish the game. I mean, there were some things that he did great, and I think that sometimes we forget that because sometimes the bad things are things that stick out more. But we forget some of the good things, the clutch production, you know, driving down on those two-minute drives, not being phased. I mean, any rookie that goes out there and has to play right away, I mean, it's a roller coaster. And I think that the signs that we saw and his ability with his arm, his athleticism, I mean, is so exciting. And I think that that's the thing that we have to commit to that, just like he's committed to us. And the longer he's in the system, the more he's going to know it and the easier it'll get.
John Murphy with Nathaniel Hackett, the Bills offensive coordinator at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. Of course, your offense is not all about EJ. In fact, you were the number two rushing attack in the NFL. That's got to be a point of pride for you and the guys on that side of the ball.
It's amazing. I mean, especially when you change quarterbacks three times, you have a bunch of young guys. They knew we were going to run the ball. And I think it's a testament to all the coaches that were in that room with me, along with the offensive line and the running backs. I mean, they were going to stop the run. That's what they always would want to set out to do. And we ran it. And we ran it really well. And I think that's something that we can all lean on. And that's something that's great. And it's going to open up play action pass games down the field, fun, exciting shots for EJ. And I mean, that's something that it's hard to run the ball. I mean, it's hard to run the ball. And you have to be able to go to a championship, you got to be able to run the ball. And you could see it with the two teams that are there now. I mean, Denver's running the heck out of the ball. And Seattle's one of the best also. So you have to be able to run the ball in this league, especially at Buffalo when it gets a little colder. So to be able to establish that is a great foundation for what we're trying to accomplish.
I know you had Fred Jackson in the offense in your first Buffalo stint. Were you surprised at how effective he was this past year? And I mean, all of a sudden he's a big back. He was always pretty powerful, but all of a sudden he's a big bruising between the tackles runner this past year.
I was not surprised at all.
You probably told him to do that.
Oh, without it. I mean, Fred is Fred. I mean, when he was here, he was spectacular. I mean, I was so lucky to have had experience with him. So I knew what was going to come. I mean, I think it was fun to watch. And he was one of those guys that you knew every time you go hand the ball to him, he was going to get some yards. I mean, he was going to get some positive yards. And I just look for Fred to keep on dominating. I mean, between those two young men back there, I even call Fred young because he's 32 years young. But it was fun to be able to have those two guys back there and do what they did. And I mean, I knew Fred was going to be like that.
You never got to the point where C.J. Spiller was throwing up, but he did. He had ankle injuries. And as I look back at last year, the ankle sort of overshadowed everything he did. It seemed like it was a constant battle for him to get his ankle back healthy.
Yeah, I think that's something that C.J. got to learn a lot about himself this year, and realizing that we did want to give him the ball a whole bunch. And he's got to realize that being a running back and wanting to rush for 1,500, wanting to rush for 2,000, you're gonna take some hits and you're gonna have some injuries that are lingering. So I think he got to learn a lot about himself, and I give him a lot of credit because even when it was hurting bad, he still came in there. I mean, even in Cleveland when it was really bad, and he broke that long one for 60 and was still faster than everybody on the field. So I think CJ did some really good things this year, and I think especially for him, I got to see him here for a bit, and it was great to see him. And I think he's excited because he knows even how much better he can be. So I think that both those guys are so excited to see where we can go with it.
Coach, what do you need to do better offensively next season?
Pass the ball. Yep. I mean that's really what we were lacking. I think passing the ball on third down, those two things we were just way too inconsistent on. And I think a lot of it had to do with the changing of the quarterbacks. I think a lot of it had to do with the youth that we had. And I think the good thing about it is you know, EJ's the guy. We want him to go, and everybody's a year older. So I think right there you're going to see improvement just with that. And I think if we can get those things going, convert some more third downs, because that was something we have to get better at. I think when you get those longer drives and you're attacking people, they're going to wear out and you're going to be even better. All the games that we won, we were doing really well on third down. And I think that's critical to continue that drive. So the more we can throw the ball to match up and marry with that run game, it's going to be a special offense.
When you're at a week like this with all the college talent coming into the NFL, do you come here with an idea of what you may want to add to your offense in terms of personnel?
I think you always have that idea, but I think it's, you know, Doug Whaley does a great job of saying you got to take the best guy that's there whenever you have that chance. And I think that you always go in the mindset what you do want to do to get better on, but I think it's about the team as a whole, and that best guy there, you want to find out who that is, and however you can get him on your team is critical.
I know you've had a chance to watch some of the practices here in Mobile, and you'll get a chance to look at a lot of these guys over the next several months on video and face-to-face at the Combine. Anybody, any position groups maybe here in Mobile that you thought, hey, those guys look pretty good. There's some interesting talent.
I mean, everybody looked good. It's one of those things, you look at these practices are so unique because you bring all these guys from across the country. They've never met each other. They've never worked with each other. And then they get a brand new system from an NFL team.
In a week.
And I coached this once. I coached it when I was at Tampa. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you're sitting here, you're trying to evaluate a guy that has never thrown to that guy ever. And that guy might have ran it different there. So I think you try to get a lot out of it. But I think that it's all about looking at all the college tape and getting a feel for who they are and what they've done. So I think it's a long process. But it's fun to see them and kind of get that little baseline. But I think a lot of guys have done a really nice job out there. And I'm excited to just keep on looking at them.
How much interaction do you have with the Bills scouting staff in a week like this, or from now moving forward towards the draft?
A pretty good amount. I mean, they're in and out a whole bunch, and I think that when you look at it, they spend years looking at all these guys. So I think it's more about us as coaches wanting to just find out about these people through them, because their job is to scout these guys, and we have to take advantage of that, listen to them, because they know these guys better than we ever could, because they've watched everything. They've watched everything. They've talked with everybody. So I think it's about us just getting a good relationship with the scouts and just working with them and really leaning on them, because they've got the best knowledge of these guys right now.
Coach, your first year as offensive coordinator in the books, you've told us what you'd like to do better. What have you learned, and how are you a different coach now than maybe a year ago coming into the league? How would you approach next year different?
Keep the same quarterback in. Keep him healthy. Make sure that he runs out of bounds and we protect him better. And sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
He doesn't have that message yet.
EJ's gonna get mad at me on that one. I think that you learn so much. And I think the biggest thing is learning about the team. I think that's the best thing that I have right now is whenever you come in, even though through OTAs, even though you go through training camp, you don't know anything about a guy until you go through the fire with him. And I think that being with all these guys, seeing EJ on the sideline, being with Stevie Johnson, being with Robert Woods, Eric Wood, all those guys, you get a good feel for them. So you know what they can do. You know what you want to kind of stay away from. You know how they operate. You know how they work. I think for me, just knowing the team better after a year is so critical. And just how we all work together and how we all stay together and just kept on fighting. And I think that was something that I'm going to be able to look at and talk about and make us all a lot better for that. And I think that was the biggest thing. I mean, just getting to know the team and what we can and can't do and what we need to focus on to get better.
We missed you upstairs in the press box once you made the move down on the field. It was quite a show in the booth next to our radio booth to watch you react. Are you down there for good? And tell me why you like it down there.
I think I am. I think it's one of those things. I'm with EJ so much. Right. I think that the separation from that, I think it was okay. But I think it's just better when we're down there together. And I think it's a comfort zone for him and me. And it's one of those things we get to just interact and work together. And I get to interact and work with the players. So I think that's good. There's some things that it hurts you on because you can't see as much, obviously, being down there, but you get a good feel for the game. And there were a couple times that I did some things and called some plays because I got to feel the vibe of everything. And
is that a good thing?
Oh, it was a great – I mean, if you look at – when we were playing the Jets, we called a deep ball to TJ. We hit TJ, and they challenged it, and I was so mad that they challenged it, and I felt the guys, and the guys were fired up, so I called another one, and then we scored the one to Marquise Goodwin, and I think that being up there, I might not have felt that emotion. You know, I was like, hey, forget this, let's do it again. You know, I mean, just everybody was fired up when you got to communicate and talk with the guys, and that obviously helped us in that situation. Sure. And two plays, and you get a touchdown, and I think those are some of the good things. I think especially for the players to see me and see how I react and that I don't change and I'm still the same guy.
And they see it all week and they probably look for it on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that gives them all a comfort level. They know I'm not going to skip a beat and I'm going to keep on wanting to score points and keep on pushing it. And I think that gives everybody a comfort level to be able to get adjustments, talk about adjustments, everybody look at the pictures. I think it just kind of gets everything tighter down there. And so it was fun. It was also a lot of fun to be down there with those guys and watch them celebrate. celebrate, because obviously you saw me in the box. I was going crazy.
Yeah. And it's looking for somebody to celebrate with.
I mean, it's fun to be down there. I mean, it's hard to score in this league. I mean, it's real hard to score touchdowns. And I think that's something, especially for me, it's real gratifying to be down there and be with those guys. And it just makes everybody care about each other more and want to play harder and work harder.
You are relentlessly positive. And I think your dad, when we talked to him last summer at training camp, said the same thing about you. He said you've pretty much always been that way.
I have. I mean, I've had a crazy life just growing up all over the country, dealing with all this football stuff. Yeah. And it's such a great game. And there's a lot of hard things about it. There's a lot of great things about it. And I think it's just, I feel like I got the greatest job in the world. And it's hard. It's not easy. But it's a challenge every single day, every second. And I love it. I love everything about it. And I'm so happy to be a Buffalo Bill and work with Coach Marone and EJ Manuel. And, I mean, that's what's exciting. I mean, just to be able to do what you love and be able to work with guys that you really care about, I mean, it doesn't get much better. I only hope everybody else has that.
Coach, thanks. Love working with you.
My pleasure.
Nathaniel Hackett, the Bills offensive coordinator, joining us from the Senior Bowl in Mobile. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.